Welcome to the Authors Network Radio Show, a weekly show where we will feature the work of authors from around the world. Tune in and listen to their stories, as well as tips and insights into authorship. Now here's your host and best-selling author, Tony Gambone.
All right, welcome to the show. My name is Tony Gambone, and hey, folks, I'm super excited for a few different reasons. One, it's 4 o'clock Tuesday, second day of February. I made it past the first month of January with all the to-dos and the promises and, you know, all the different things that we do January 1. I was glad to make it out alive. I don't know about you, but I have succeeded in, focusing on what it was that I said I was going to do on the first day of January. Now, have I done it consistently every day? Probably not. But I still remember what it was. Okay, I didn't come out with a long laundry list of going to the gym and losing weight and getting healthy and being better and this and that. I just came out with one word, to be more obedient. Obedient to what it is that I need to do in my life to be better. So, like I said, I don't do well at it all day long, but I do focus on it from time to time, especially since it's written real big on my whiteboard in my office and also posted on my monitor as well. So we got a great show lined up. We always have great shows here at the Tough Talk Radio Network. Actually, we have a new show coming on next month called Writers Nations Radio. Super excited about that as well. But today's show is a part of a 13-week series that we're doing for the Texas Authors Conference Series 2016. And I'm real excited about that, one, because I'll be presenting there in the end of April at that event, and I'm super excited about that Alan Bourgeois had asked me to do that. And also, I'm going to be able to interview every presenter for the next 12, 13 weeks that's going to be presenting at the conference. So this will give you a chance to, you know, really see the value in buying a ticket and blacking out those days on your calendar to make sure you're going to be there to attend. If you're an author, if you're thinking about being an author, if you're an author that forgot that you were an author because you have a box of books in the garage that you never touched, it's going to be a great event for you. It's going to be a great opportunity for you to come back alive. If you've been thinking about doing an event, or I'm sorry, thinking about writing a book, this is also a place you want to be. There'll be at least 100 people in the room that have either written a book, can help you write a book, or tell you the experiences along their way. So this will be a great opportunity for you to be a part of that. So you can just go to txauthors.com and find out more, okay? And if you check us out on Facebook, you'll be able to just follow the link right from there as well. Our guest today is a gentleman that's in the Austin area, and that's where this conference is going to be, in Austin. His name is Mike Correll. He's the owner of several successful companies ranging from Creation Station Printing and Design, which is a marketing and advertising company that offers many printed materials, and also Hair Brain Solutions, Hair, H-A-R-E, a software development and mobile application sales and development company. Now, he's actually been a radio DJ before. He's done a few different things. We're going to find out all about Mike, journey he's traveled, to get there, and what it is that he does to help authors, speakers. Okay, most speakers nowadays are authors, and most authors are speakers. So this is a great opportunity to find out about what you can learn from Mike about how you can market your book signings, your back-of-the-room products if you're a speaker, and all the different things that he does that works with authors very well. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a short break. We're going to come back. We're going to bring Mike up, and we're just going to start in on it. Now, you can find us at toughtalkradionetwork.com. You can find me on Facebook under Tough Talk Radio Network or Tony Gambone. Anywhere on Twitter, Tony Gambone or TTR Network. Look, I want to connect with you. My passion in life is meeting people from around the world. That's why I do these radio shows every week for the last 7 years. I want to meet you. I want to find out how I can help market you. So stay tuned. We'll be right back right after this here short break.
Live It Choice, where your imagination becomes your reality. If you can imagine it, it's possible. If you can believe it, it's yours. We get it. You're done with the way it is now. You're finished with all the frustration around why you feel stuck and your life isn't working. Imagine what your life would be like if you could have all the answers and see new possibilities. We at Live It Choice choose to make a difference. Live It Choice has developed a proven process and a series of questions that lead participants to the answers they seek, gaining new understanding and self-awareness for both your personal and professional life. If you're ready to get to the life you want, contact us today. Visit liveitchoice.com to get started.
You've written a great novel, and now it's time to sit back and roll in the dough. Not. In today's saturated world of book publishing, an author must know how to sell their book. At the Celebration of Authors event, we have created 12 fun-filled, information-packed seminars to help give you a valuable boost in selling your book. Join us on April 30th in Austin, Texas, as we celebrate writing and marketing. To learn more, go to txauthors.com and click on COAD.
All right, welcome back to the show. Now, you know, if you're interested in being a sponsor on a show, contact us at toughtalkradionetwork.com. Okay, we are always looking for people that we could help market their online services. So my first guest, as I mentioned, is Mike Horrell, and he is the owner of several successful companies. And we're going to be talking today about Creation Station Printing and Design. So what I want to do is welcome Mike to the show. Mike, welcome.
Hey, Tony, how's it going?
It's going great. Thank you for taking time out to share with our audience what you're going to be helping people with in the conference here at the end of April this year. And before we get all involved in that conversation, Mike, what I'd like to do is spend a little bit of time, allow my listeners to kind of relate to who you are. So I mentioned that you're calling in from Austin. So is that where you're from originally?
No, I'm originally from Detroit, Michigan.
Detroit. And what brought you to Austin?
I was in the military. I moved from Detroit. I did a little bit of time in California. And then from California, I joined the military, and that brought me to Texas.
Mm. All right. So, you know, I visit Austin quite often, maybe 5-6 times a year for different things. It's a great city. It's a lot of fun. And there's a lot of entrepreneurs up there. How long ago? Because I had mentioned that you know you were in the past a radio DJ, a bar and restaurant consultant, a website developer, a designer, and an avid software engineer. What brought you down the road to Creation Station Printing?
That is a very interesting question. I did. I was a radio DJ for a little bit in Killeen, Texas. And I was, for the longest time, ever since I was a young kid, I was always into computers and the internet and, you know, things of that nature. And I, for the longest time, that's what I did. I did software and I did, you know, online web work and you know, some coding and things of that, and, you know, things like that. And what the printing, the print shop was actually something that kind of fell into my lap. It was an opportunity. And for some reason, I have a really, really hard time turning down a good opportunity, if that makes sense. The print shop, I had a friend who actually sold printing equipment. He sold the printers and the ink and the paper, but he wasn't doing any printing. It's, you know, that's a completely different industry. And so I came to him one day and I said, you know, how come you're not printing? You have all the equipment and supplies. And I had been wanting to kind of move away from the software and the, I guess you can call it, you know, like the SEO work, the search engine optimization. I used to do that professionally for a little while, you know, web design. There was an online company that I had helped start called Drink Up Austin. And that was a mobile application and also a web application. And a lot of that has to do with, you know, popularity and, you know, social media. And I wanted to get into something that was more hands-on, you know, manufacturing based. I'd never really done anything like that. And it was kind of an opportunity that that fell into my lap, and 6 years later, we're still doing it. So that's kind of how that happened.
You know, it's interesting. I find that the more people I speak to, the more I find out that they came across something, and it wasn't in their plans, and it turned out to be very successful. So, I mean, do you find a lot of people that you meet have that same situation?
Absolutely. I mean, you never really know what life's opportunities are going to present to you until it happens. You may have a dream of being an astronaut, but you know, the person who came up with the first thumbtack is a billionaire, and you know, he never dreamt that he was going to wake up one day and be a thumbtack salesman. But you know, it probably an opportunity came around, and he invented something that people needed, and you know, and look what he's become. So you never really know what life's going to throw at you. It's just really depends on how you react to those things. What your life will come out of that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And being open. You know, you made mention that you have a hard time turning down things sometimes. I think that's the entrepreneurial personality. But if you don't take those types of chances, you're the guy on the sidelines that said, boy, I wish I would have, or I should have, or I could have, and you never know. So, I mean, it might turn out not to work, but at least you learn from it. And if it does turn out to work, well, it's even better yet. So I give you credit for that. It's not always easy to turn away from something. I mean, you have a software background. You know, that would seem like that would be the direction you would go in, right?
You would think. Growing up, I've always wanted to own a restaurant. Things like that. It's being an entrepreneur is scary. There's no guarantees, and you know, a lot of people need that. They need the guaranteed paycheck. They need to make sure that they may have a family. They have to make sure that they're going to be taken care of. So for the longest time, it was just me. There are different circumstances for different people. And I was able to take those chances because it was, I just had to worry about me. If you need that safety cushion, jumping off the bridge and doing things on your own can be extremely scary at times. So you don't know what's going to be successful, and you take those chances, and you leave a good cush job where you're working 9 to 5 and you have insurance and you have a guaranteed paycheck. And when you leave that, you're basically self-reliant. You can't rely on anyone else but yourself, and there's no one to call. There's no manager to ask questions. There's no tickets to put in. If something needs to be done, there's nobody to call in and get help with that. So there's a lot. Starting, in any industry, starting your own business, it not only makes you learn that industry, but how to be self-reliant, which can be an extremely important skill.
Yeah, it's very scary. Because of the fact that you have to really dress up and look at the accountability of your steps every day, that's frightening in itself, right? Especially in the world we live in. But the thing of it is what is really cool is if you could take that fear and turn it into the strength of working harder at it so that you don't fail. I think that's our purpose here. You know what I mean? And it doesn't mean that if you have a 9-to-5 job, that's not good enough. I mean, we're all supposed to be able to use the gifts that we were given to serve in the areas that we are in, whether it's for a corporation, our own business, or whatever it may be. So I like the concept of that you went from. So, because I'll tell you, Mike, when I look at, software engineer, I'm like, oh, man, that's going to be a tough conversation. Website development. Oh, yeah, I don't know if I could talk to that person too much, you know what I mean? But when I see that you went into your own business because of what fell in your lap, I start to get questions like, so what did you take with what you learned as a radio DJ, a restaurant consultant, a web designer and developer, and as software engineer? What did you take with you from those things that you experienced to Creation Station Printing?
That's a really good question, and it's important. The world we live in now is extremely technology based. For somebody to start their own business and not know software, and not know web design, and not know how to code, and not know anything about the internet, without those skills, you have to hire out for those things. IT, I worked for a telecommunications company for a long time. At a young age, I think I was 19 or 20 or something like that, and I worked for a telecommunications company, and that taught me the ins and outs of how the internet works and how to do technical troubleshooting. I was always, like I said, a computer person, so I knew the hardware sides of computers and stuff like that. that those are extremely expensive services. So when you are starting your own business, it doesn't matter what it may be, a coffee shop, a restaurant, a shoe repair store, it doesn't matter. You still have to get yourself online. You still have to have a website. You still have to be able to take orders. You still have to have, you know, internal networking and IT. And I could go on and on about that. But the point is, having those skills going into trying to start something not only saved, you know, me a lot of money, it also saved me a lot of time. And when things did break or when things needed to be done, I was able to take care of them without having to, you know, dish out thousands and thousands of dollars for a contractor to come in and fix it. So those past positions really, really assist you with trying to start your own business. It drives costs down and things like that. The bar and restaurant consulting, I think throughout this conversation we're going to find that I've worked a long time and worked at a lot of places. Sometimes I look back on it and it's some of the places, there's many places that I've worked, it's kind of hard to believe when I look back on it. I started working at 14. My first job was a busboy at a restaurant in Melvindale, Michigan. And from that day forward, I was working, you know, at least one job all the time, sometimes two, and at times three. So I've always been, I don't know if you want to call it a workaholic or not, but I've always been extremely avid at finding jobs and working. And being in the restaurant industry, you know, that gives you, I've done everything from busboy to cook to, I was a chef at a restaurant once. I managed a few restaurants. I was a server, a bartender. And having those skills not only helps you deal with the public, so let's say you're in a retail setting and you need to have some sort of customer service skills, I'm sure that those jobs help me there. So having all those past experiences really makes starting your own business a little less scary.
You know, it's funny. I have three boys, all of them, first jobs and working through college, servers in the restaurant, bartenders. I thought it was really important for them to understand how to deal with the public, because no matter what your education is, you still have to be able to have a personality, can get along with all different types of personalities. And so working in a restaurant, especially behind a bar or serving, you know, here in Texas, they pay $2.27 an hour. The rest is your tip.
Yep.
And so,
yep.
You know,
yep.
You have to really be able to communicate with people. And I think that really serves well for a lot of things, going into your own business, you know, getting married. You know, you have to have very good communication skills when you have a wife or children or a boss or employees. So all that I really think is important. And what you've done is you've gained access to the high-end education and also took the everyday communication and created something that's a business. Now, I'm going to just go out on a limb here and say that you probably are very well at providing customer service because of what you learned in the restaurant business, and you also know the back end of your business because of what you learned in the engineering software business and web development. So when it comes down to everyday things in your business, it seems to be pretty simple. What are you looking at moving forward that's going to keep up what's taking place in? So, for instance, a printer 15 years ago is way different than a printing company today. You know,
The way the machinery's changed, the way orders are done, the way the orders are fulfilled and processed and all that, that's completely changed. I mean, even in the last 10 years. Those skills with, you know, even website design, let's use that as an example. Just being able to set up an e-commerce website is something that a lot of printers have trouble with. They've been in business for 25 years. They do things a certain way, and they can't even sell their products online. You know, me starting this in, you know, kind of the internet age and, you know, knowing how e-commerce, you know, works gave me a little bit of a step up. You know, my competition is, you know, going to be the Vistaprint, you know, the PS Print, the large nationwide providers. Those are my competitors, not the local guy. The local guy doesn't even sell his products online. He has to have outside salespeople. We don't employ one salesperson. We do all of our selling over the internet, and we sell all over the country. without having to have those extra sales staff. So again, you know, starting your own business like that, you have to hire those people or do it yourself. And the way that we have our setup, you know, is very, very internet based. And so just starting it now has been, we have a little bit of a leg up on some of our, you know, our competitors. But I don't know where it's going to go in 10 years. You know, we're looking at buying a 3D printer because, you know, in the next 10 to 15 years, people may start moving away from printing materials or, you know, the machinery may change. The new industry that's coming out is 3D printing. So we may decide to kind of go in that direction. I'm not sure. It's hard to say, but it does change rapidly. And if you don't keep up, then you may have to close your doors eventually.
Yeah, it's, you know, I always look at Blockbuster, right? They never seen Redbox coming. One day you had an ATM machine spitting DVDs out.
Yep.
And then seen, like, taxi cab companies never thought, I never would have bet on that deal that somebody could replace taxi cabs.
Uber, and look how fast it happened.
That wrong.
Yeah, so, look how fast it happened, too. It was quick.
Yeah.
And
really important to be looking ahead. And I use myself as an example. I'm 60 years old this year. And because of an illness, I went from one type of business to an online business and using, you know, internet radio and all the different learning social media and all that stuff. So what I found is if you have a business, and I'll give you an example. I spoke with a gentleman yesterday out of Lubbock who has a granite business. He does kitchen and bathroom granite tops. And he says, you know, it's really hard to market yourself nowadays. It costs so much money. I said, he sells these little butcher block granite tops, you know, out of the cutting boards, out of waste that they find off the jobs, cutting out a sink or something like that, right? So I said, what are you doing to me? He says, I sell them on eBay. I said, oh, that must cost a fortune to ship them because they're heavy. I said, do you ever look on Facebook to your online garage sale? He goes, what is that? So we pulled it up, Lubbock Online Garage Sale. 49,000 members. Free advertisement in your local community. So a lot of people in a brick-and-mortar building don't understand the value, like yourself, you know, of using the social media stuff other than just saying, oh, that's just for people sharing their where they're having dinner or, you know, showing them drinking a drink somewhere. You know, I've never used Facebook. But that's where a lot of business is done for free. So it's an ongoing movement. I want to shift gears a little bit with you, Mike. You know, we talked about all the different things that we see coming and we have seen in our lifetime. And at my age, I've seen a lot of different things from internet to email to a mobile phone to e-commerce to social media. I mean, it just keeps changing. And so with that in mind, we're talking about the Texas Authors Conference. And for me, I've authored, well, the third book's coming out next week. I've, you know, I'm a front-of-the-room speaker. I do all different types of things. And one of the things that I know is...
Are you there at the event?
Yeah, I'll be speaking on Saturday and Sunday at the event on the power of doing your own radio show or being a guest on an internet radio show and what you should do with that. But there's lot of things that authors don't know that is available because, one, either they're really good at writing and terrible at marketing. Two, they're really good at marketing but terrible at writing. Three, they don't know whether they want to speak because they're introvert. So there's all different struggles that people have. I know, talking to you before the show, you work with authors to help them with book signings, back-of-the-room products. Now, I know that you, first thing I asked you was, do you print books? Because everybody's always looking for somebody to print a book, right? But what is it that you do, like a menu of different things that you do to help authors or speakers with their books or their events?
That's a very good question. The way that our shop is set up is that it's a little bit different from your typical printing facility. The people that work here are extremely professional. They're very good at their jobs. And everyone's a designer. Everyone has a design background or even a design degree. The people that you're speaking to on the phone will probably be working your order. They may do the production. They may be cutting out your posters. They may be they may be, you know, mounting your retractable banners and things like that. The person that you speak to initially may be the one that even does your design. So there's a lot of things that our staff can offer in regards to assistance with even website design. You know, when we can go to a website and say, well, we can give what's the word I'm looking for here? If we can give advice on, you know, different things, which isn't related to printing at all, but we can look at these things and give, you know, give suggestions to our clients. And all this is free. We don't charge consulting fees or anything like that. We're basically a marketing and design company with a print shop in it. We assist first and print second here. And some of the things that we can assist, you know, with authors, especially what you see a lot of times is they'll do book signing. And like you said, authors are introverts, or maybe they're great writers but not great marketers. What we can assist, we can help them find tools to use to assist them with making their own marketing easy. We tell them about software programs, different websites that can assist them with those processes. A lot of times you'll see people go to these book signings, and they don't even have a sign saying who they are. And unless you're some famous author, you know, that sells millions and millions of copies, chances are people may not know who you are, especially if you're there with a few other speakers or a few other at a book signing that lets you have a few other authors there at the table with you. So we can help them choose products that are affordable, because a lot of times, you know, authors, especially when they're first getting off the ground, they don't have a huge marketing budget. So we can assist with getting them the necessities to make sure that when they do go to these events, that they hit the event hard and they get the best bang for the buck. Just going to the event isn't enough. You have to have things to leave a lasting impression with your audience. And if you don't have those things with you, it's a wasted event.
Mm. Very true. It you know, it goes back to the old school times when people said, when you show up for a job, make sure your shoes are shined, because people are going to take a look at you and they're going to make a decision right there in the first seconds of the time they see you. So if you're set up at a book signing and you're in the middle of two people that have banners and displays on their table, and, you know, they're just sitting there with their book all set up properly and everything, and you're in the middle, you know, and you might have the best book there, and you might, you're never going to be recognized. You're always going to look like the person they're not going to go to. So it's really important to wear the complete outfit when you're doing a book signing or speaking. A lot of people worry about wearing the colors of their brand, but a lot of people don't worry about having their brand on the table as well. So, I mean, I think that's a really good point that you make. Now, I know that you're the name of your company, Create Station, okay? People don't associate printing with the guy that's doing, you know, business cards as much anymore. There's banners, there's flyers, you have every type of thing. You have digital stickers, stuff that people, I know when one of my books went international bestseller, I had to buy stickers. And Vistaprint, well, you know, everybody goes there for whatever reason they go there for. I think it's inexpensive and quick for them. But in my past, maybe
it's
the way I filled out the information, it didn't work for me. You know, it just didn't work for me. And what I like about your website, creationstationprinting.com, it's got a lot of different things that I can first thing I look at is banners. I'm always looking for banners, and I look and I click on your banners, and I'm seeing opportunities to fill in information, okay? But I'm also seeing opportunity to talk to someone to go over it. What I like what you said is people will do whatever you tell them to do without feedback. I want feedback. I always ask the person I'm paying, if this was yours, what would you do?
Mm-hmm,
because it's not
mm-hmm.
my profession. So I like the fact that you don't have anything that you charge people to sit down with. Now, I'm sure if you're going to be designing stuff for them, a lot of stuff, that's a charge. But you do have consulting with them that they can go along and ask questions and feel as though you're interested in helping them. So I think that's huge.
Absolutely. It's all the guys that work here are extremely competent. And printing, to say the least, it's an extremely difficult industry. I mean, there are literally thousands of products. So a lot of times people call in and they just don't know what they want, or they think they know what they want, but there might be a better solution to the problem. We have signs in our office about how to quote, for example. When somebody calls in, the first thing we ask when they call in to get pricing, we don't give pricing right away. We ask them what their project is, what's this for. That way we can find out if what they're saying, even terminology when it comes to printing. People think when they say flyer, they may mean something different than we do. You know, so even the terminology in this industry can be convoluted and confusing. And also knowing what product you need when. Right? You know, it's just a really difficult industry. It's not like buying a shoe. If you don't know it, it's really daunting. You know, there's a lot of information out there that you need to know, and you can't learn it overnight. It just through years of experience, you know, and being in the industry, you start learning those things. And when people call in here, the first thing we ask them is, you know, what is this for? You know, not here's a price, buy. It's like, hey, what is this for? And they say, well, it's for this or this or this. And we ask them, okay, so how long are you going to need it for? So what they may order may not be the best solution for what their project is. And half the time, we can find them something cheaper or better than what they were initially thinking. And that's our goal here. Our goal here isn't to nickel and dime people and get the most money we can out of every sale. We're looking for lifelong customers from every single person that calls in here. And that's what's important to us. So half the time, a lot of times, we will see orders from our current customers come in, and we'll look at it. And, you know, since we know our customers so well, we'll look at the order and say, you know what, they don't need this expensive product for this. They can get double the amount for less the cost, you know, of the same product on a different type of paper. And then we call them and let them know, hey, you know, you can get something better and cheaper if you go about it this way. And that's why we have a, you know, a really high retention rate when it comes to our customers, because they know when they call here, they know that we're going to get them the best product for the best price, not necessarily just throw a price at them and try to make the most money off of them. So that's I'm glad you brought that up, because it's very important to us that we do that. And we do that for each and every person that calls in.
What a lot of business owners don't realize, Mike, that I think you've captured, is that by doing that, especially your online business, by doing that, you cut back on your returns. And no matter how well you take care of your returns, people still are going to go elsewhere if they didn't get it right the first time, whether it was their mistake or not. So I think that's a lesson that people listening, you know, can really pay attention to ask questions. I mean, so right, it goes back to, you know, when you walk up to a table in a restaurant, you have to know why that person's basically ordering that food so you can make sure that they're getting what they think they're asking for. So good stuff, very good stuff. So tell me, Mike, as an author, okay, and you work with a lot of different businesses, but I know that you work with authors as well. What's the one thing, okay, as a supplier to authors that you see that authors are missing? Like, what's the one thing they really need to pay attention to help them?
This is something that, you know, Alan over at Texas Authors, Alan Bourgeois, he's been one of our customers for years and years and years. Alan comes to our Christmas parties. You know, he's the only customer we invite. That's how long Alan's been with us. So we consider, you know, I consider Alan a friend at this point. And that's what his organization does. He goes out there and finds authors and attempts to help them with their marketing and their advertising, because they don't know what they need and they don't know what to do. And what was your exact question? I'm sorry.
So what I always try to get out of the experts that I interview, you help authors with your services. What is the most common thing that you see authors struggle with that you help them with?
That's a difficult question. It's kind of all over the board. It's most of the time it's the let's go through the ways that an author might be able to market themselves. Okay, besides just putting their book on a shelf, because you know currently, I'll use this metaphor. I was a musician for a really long time, and musicians as an artist, I guess it's kind of in the same realm as being an author. You just want to go out there, you want to make your music. And, you know, you don't want to have to do all the other crap. You think my music is wonderful, it should sell itself. Well, unfortunately, in this day and age, nobody's running around trying to find musicians to sign anymore. There's no record companies going out there and drooling over somebody and doing all the work. You know, they're like, oh, your music is wonderful, let me do all the work for you. It's the same for authors. You know, it used to be where, you know, a publishing company may or may not find a wonderful author, and then they call them and say, hey, we're going to go ahead and put all this money behind you and do all the work for you. All you have to do is, you know, write amazing books. Well, it's just not the case anymore. A lot of it is done on an individual, you know, on an individual basis. These publishing companies, these larger corporations, they're not going to pump as much money into you off the bat. They want to see that you have put some work into it. They want to make sure that this is a good investment for them. And, you know, just by putting a book on the shelf isn't enough. So there's a lot of areas that authors have opportunities to market themselves, and that's kind of what we're going to be helping. That's kind of what we're going to be going over with them at the conference in April with Texas authors. We're going to be showing them what's available and how to utilize that in the best possible manner. You know, so you can do everything from, let's talk about social media. You know, as an author, you got to have some sort of, you know, your Facebook page, your Twitter page. There's a few other ones you could be on. I mean, when it comes to internet marketing, you can never have enough. When we were in a band, every single possible website that showcased music, we put ourselves on. It didn't matter how big or how small it was. We found it, we went online, and we signed ourselves up for it and submitted our music. It didn't matter how big or small it was. And authors need to do the same thing. You never know who's going to see it. You never know who's going to read it. You never know who's going to help. And if you're just sitting around thinking, well, my book's on the shelf and it's going to sell, you're absolutely mistaken. So there's a lot of digital marketing that you can do online. A lot of times when you need to have a card on you all the time. You need to have a bookmark on you all the time. You need to have your website or where to download the book all the time. When you go to different events, if your book's being showcased, you need to be there and you need to have materials and you need to have, signage and things, ways for people to walk by, look in your direction and not say, well, there's a guy at a table. They can look at a, you know, retractable banner stand next to you and say, oh, my God, that's award-winning novelist Tony Gambone. You know, I would have had no idea unless I just saw that sign. You know, maybe I don't know what Tony looks like. So
right, and
we try to help
you,
them.
You know, I do compilation books, so I put 16 to 30 authors in a book. And one of the first things I tell them is, this isn't going to bring Stephen King money, okay? You're not going to be recognized as Stephen King. You're going to be recognized as an author as long as you market yourself as an author. And for people that are individual authors and they go and they hire a publicist, 90 days into it, that publicist has hired a new client, and so you just become that person on the shelf unless somebody makes a big stink about your book. So forever and ever, you're the one marketing the book. So if you don't have updated material, you're just going to stand out, and no one wants to buddy up to something that looks like it's not inviting. And I'm looking at your banners here. I'm always looking at banners, and I mean this is something a 33x80 banner. An author can get set up with that for about $100. To me, I mean,
you mean a retractable, like a 33x80, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so there's a bunch of things on your site that I'm looking at. I've been looking at the banners, the rack cards, because I like to hand out rack cards instead of business cards when I'm at an event. So there's a lot of different things here that are very well priced. So you're very competitive with your pricing. What I like about it, though, is I can access and see for myself what I want before I call up and ask questions. So that's very cool. I like that. How long has this company been in business?
We've been in business since 2010.
Okay. Yeah, so you made it past the I might not make it point.
I think so. Yeah, we're actually opening up a few more locations over the next year. So I hope so. I hope so. It's been a wild ride.
If you make it 5 years, you're stuck with it. You know,
that's what
if
they
you can
say,
last
yeah.
5 years,
right,
you're stuck with the business, so it's going to work.
Yeah. I hope so.
So what do you see coming down the road that you might add to this? Something that you see that's not being done, is there something that you see that could be added to this? You said something about 3D.
Oh, Well, I can kind of take this in a slightly different direction, but yeah, the 3D printing. I mean, I was just using that as an example. You know, that industry is really blowing up right now. You have to have, you know, the good ones aren't cheap, and you have to have a way to market that. We don't have a lot of inquiries about that. That's more of a manufacturing type thing, but we're pretty up to date as far as our equipment goes. You know, offset presses back in the day, you know, if you can kind of picture like a newspaper press, you know, they kind of look like that across the board. The ones now, you know, they cost $1 million and they're huge. They're 1,600 square feet and they have catwalks and they do everything in line. They do all the coatings and the cuttings and everything, you know, inside the printer. The technology has changed. There is a really cool type of printing now called dye sublimation, where you basically use transfer paper with ink onto it, and you can transfer it onto any material. And the quality is amazing. Like you would think, remember, if you can imagine, you know, transferring those iron-ons onto your T-shirts, it's kind of like that, but the quality is bar none. You know, those T-shirts are terrible. You can take metal strips, doors, you know, wood, and you can transfer it. It'll look just like it does on the paper and transfer it onto another material. It's really an amazing thing. So we're looking at that too. That's kind of a newish technology that's coming out, and it's blowing up because you can, before you needed a flatbed to be able to print on certain materials. And sometimes you couldn't even print, you know, like on metal and things like that. Well, with dye sublimation, that's taken care of. You can bring in a metal sign and we can use our heat press and our press and transfer the ink right onto it without having to put it under a machine. So that's kind of cool. We've actually came up with, for the last probably 3 years, 2.5 years, I was developing software for my shop because there was really nothing out there that worked for what we needed it for. It's called, you know, web to print, basically. It's where you can take orders online and fulfill the orders. So there's a lot of web to print software out there, but none of it was built for, you know, somebody that had an actual physical location or took phone orders or took, you know, walk-in customers, which we do. So over the last 3 years, we've been developing software that fixes all those problems. And over the course, it's actually being finished, you know, as we speak. And we looked at it in November and we're like, you know, this is really an amazing piece of software. There's a lot of printers out there that would love to have this. So that's a software that we're actually releasing in probably April. It's called Printware. And that assists, you know, small to medium-sized print shops with, it gives them an all-in-one tool to be able to sell online and also keep their in-house production, you know, organized.
Yeah. So do you do on-site printing there then, or do you resource everything out?
No. I would say 90% of the printing is done in-house. We have a few different facilities. The way that ours is set up is we have different facilities in different locations, and each one has different types of machinery. So Austin has a special skill set, and then we're opening up a new shop in San Antonio, and they'll have different machinery than us, and we'll be able to cross promote each other, exchange customers, and that way a shop doesn't have to have a large location with a whole lot of machinery. You know, as the other shops open up, you know, it's a 1-day ground shipment away. So most of ours is done in house. There is very little that we outsource.
Very cool, very very cool. Well, man, you know, when we were talking earlier, we said, you know, hours is a long time on a show. We've been going here pretty strong. And,
no, you're right. 43 minutes. I just looked at that. You're right. It's
yeah.
Pretty fast.
and so I find that when you talk to people about things that they're passionate about, the time just slides by. So it's been very, very good information. Tell people how they can get a hold of you. And, I mean, obviously, they don't have to be in Austin to purchase your products. Give them that process on how they can plug into you.
Absolutely. There's a few different ways you can call in. You can dial our phone number, which is 512-430-1223. There's a couple prompts you have to go through, whether you're an individual or a business account. But other than that, you go straight to a person. Again, that number is 512-430-1223. That's our direct line. You can go on our website, which is www.creationstationprinting.com, and you can go there and actually order your products without speaking to anyone if you're that type of person. We have all the standard products that you can order from, you know, any online provider on our website. You can upload files directly. You get digital proofs automatically, and once you approve your proofs, your order automatically goes into production. You can, if you have any trouble with that, you can chat with us online. We have a chat listed right on the website. And you can also call in your order. So there's a couple different ways that you can actually place your order. If you need a custom project done, those do require usually a chat or a call-in. You know, unfortunately, because of the thousands of different printing products and the millions of different variations to print, we can't list all of our products and services online. But if there is something that you need, a custom job or something that's not listed on the website, definitely don't assume we can't do it. You can call in and we can send you custom quotes and things of that nature. But it's very easy to put orders in, follow orders, track orders, and there's always somebody on the phone willing to help you put your order in or assist with any questions you might have.
Very good. And it is important that people check it out. Make sure if you call in to Creation Station, make sure you tell them you heard the interview. And if you're in Austin, make sure to make arrangements to go to the event so that you can meet Mike right there in person. One of the things that that I'm excited about is I'm doing a book launch here in the 12th of this month. So I'm excited to be able to tell people, hey, look, when we go to get the stickers this time, because we always work Amazon to get in the top of the category so we can say it was the number one in the category, I know exactly where to go, buy stickers, click on the things, boom, 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 and done. And being I'm in Houston, it's one-day delivery. So this is awesome.
One-day delivery.
I'm very glad that I had the opportunity to meet you today.
Well, anyone that calls in and heard us on this program, just mention the program. We can give you an immediate 10% off your order just for listening in the program and giving us a shot. We'd love to win your business. If you haven't, what's more important, though, today in this conversation is what not necessarily plugging our business, but talking about the event that's coming up in April. It's extremely important for everyone that's listening. If you're in the area, to stop by. There's going to be a lot of stuff going on, a lot of wonderful speakers. And my good friend Alan would love to see you there. This is going to be one of his biggest events, and he's working nonstop, 24 hours a day, to make sure this is a success. So I think that's the most important thing to take from this conversation is go to txauthors.com and make sure to review the speakers, review the event, buy your tickets, go there for a wonderful dinner, and you'll get some great information out of it.
Yeah, I agree. It is incredible what Alan does, and I'm always giving him a hard time that he needs to be getting paid more because he does way too much work for what.
This is all nonprofit for him. This is his passion. This isn't something he's doing right now to become rich. Yeah, it's not
right.
His full time. This
right.
is something he's doing for free. So supporting that, is the most important thing, I think.
Yeah, he's a great guy, and I've had the pleasure of knowing Alan for a few years as well. I've been interviewing authors through his organization for a few years, and he is very committed to being a servant to authors, especially in the state of Texas. So, awesome stuff.
That's a good quote there. Yeah, he sure is.
Yeah,
he'll bend over backwards for you.
Yeah, I mean, he's a good guy, and so I give him kudos because in this day and age, some people take advantage of that, but it has not stopped him from serving authors, and he's very passionate about it. So I hope that everyone will take time out to go to txauthors.com, click on the COAD, the Celebration of Authors event, and buy your ticket. Okay, it's a two-day event. You can get a discount at the hotel there. It's going to be an opportunity for you to gain access to a community of people that are like-minded and learn from the experts that are presenting, like Mike Harl, that will be able to show you some different things that you don't think about. When you're excited to go to a book signing and you got everything in place and you loaded up your box of books and you get there and you look around and go, uh-oh. I should have thought about this. So if you have questions, give Mike a call. Hit him up on social media. You can like his page on Facebook. You can go to his website and contact him as well. Mike, once again, thanks a bunch for being a guest on the show today. And I look forward to meeting you face-to-face in a couple months.
No, same here. Yeah, I'll see you there for sure.
All right, pal. Folks, we're going to take a short break, come back, and wrap up the show.
Texas Authors, Inc. is the only nonprofit organization that supports and markets Texas authors exclusively. We have created proven programs and events that give an author the extra boost in knowledge and skills to sell their book. Join us at txauthors.com.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
You've written a great novel, and now it's time to sit back and roll in the dough. Not. In today's saturated world of book publishing, an author must know how to sell their book. At the Celebration of Authors event, we have created 12 fun-filled, information-packed seminars to help give you a valuable boost in selling your book. Join us on April 30th in Austin, Texas, as we celebrate writing and marketing. To learn more, go to txauthors.com and click on COAD.
All right. Welcome back to the Texas Authors Conference Series. My name is Tony Gambone, and I'm the host of this series, and we're going to be interviewing different presenters of the TX Authors Conference coming at the end of April, last weekend in April, in Austin, Texas. Make sure that you register. Go to txauthors.com. Check it out. There's going to be a ton of information presented to you there. 2-day event. If you're an author, speaker, trying to be an author, have been struggling as an author, if you're anyone that does business with authors, this is a place for you to attend. Every week, Tuesdays, 4 o'clock Central Time, for the next, I believe it's 10 weeks now, we will be doing a radio show with a different presenter every week. This will be your chance to find out more information. And if you want to give us some feedback, love to hear from you. Tony@TonyGambone.com. I answer all my emails myself. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show of different shows on Tough Talk Radio Network, you can go to TuffTalkRadioNetwork.com, search what shows are available, and register to be a guest on the individual shows. Remember, next month, I believe March 1st, we have a show coming out called WritersNationRadio.com. So you're going to want to check that out. Two ladies hosting the show. One's in New York and one's in Dallas. And we're hosting the same show. Very excited about that. We're always looking for people to be hosts on our shows. And we're always looking to help people become guests on the shows. So if there's any way I can help you, hit me up, Tony@TonyGambone.com. That's our show for today. And remember, folks, txauthors.com is where I'd like you to stop by before the day is over. We'll see you next week.
Texas Authors, Inc. is the only nonprofit organization that supports and markets Texas authors exclusively. We have created proven programs and events that give an author the extra boost in knowledge and skills to sell their book. Join us at txauthors.com.
You have been listening to the Authors Network Radio Show on the Tough Talk Radio Network. If you'd like more information about this show or others, please visit TuffTalkRadioNetwork.com.